At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, Jay Foreman, DP Harrison on the ones and twos, Husky Talk. Now we got Monday Night Football, Kansas City or Tampa Bay coming into Kansas City. Baker Mayfield and coming in injuries though for Tampa. Kansas City's probably going to look the role. The thing about the NFL, trade deadline ends tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see what teams make some moves to try to make that last pitch. Because everybody, I mean, Baltimore's for real. That's probably their biggest challenge, right? We probably think Baltimore is their biggest challenge to Kansas City.
100%.
Right. And in the NFC, it's obviously Detroit. It'd be interesting to see if Detroit tries to get Za'Darius Smith from the Cleveland Browns, a really good established pass rush guy, great locker room guy, would probably fit in really good with Detroit. Obviously, they tried to connect Max Crosby with Detroit right away, but I think Za'Darius Smith would be really good fit there. So it'd be all but said in the locker room after the game. Mm-hmm. His teammates knew he was gone, right? So it's just a matter of time. That's got to be tough, though. Hey, DP, you just came off the field, just got them button heads with like some 300-pound dude, lost, mm-hmm. and I don't know who told him, right? Did his agent probably send him a text? Like, hey, bro, when you get in the locker room, call me? Because he just left the locker room. He wanted to do an interview, but everybody knew he was traded. He was gone, right?
That is brutal.
That's the cold part of the business.
That is brutal. There was time in Carolina when I was down there, and you had that real access, right? In a couple of those cases, I was actually living with players. And that locker room of dudes who are being traded or who have been traded.
Yeah.
Sometimes the conversations happen before the game, and the player's kind of like, okay, well, I'm just going to play through. And then there are times where you hear during the game.
Oh, yeah. It's like kind of like Andrew Luck. People found out he was retiring.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Wait a minute. What is going on? And then you have to look at coaches who knew you were that it was talked about and it was done. And imagine, Harrison, that I've traded you to another station while you work while you were on air here. And you walk outside and you're like, hey man. Thanks for the show. By the way, give me your keys. Hey, your code don't work anymore for the door.
Yeah, I think that situation, well, I think it's different because you've seen baseball players get traded, basketball players get traded like kind of like right before the game. And sometimes mm-hmm. we've seen it. I forget who was playing the Toronto Blue Jays where you got your
get traded during the game during to the game other
to
team.
To Toronto or Toronto. That's what... Football is extremely different because it's a essentially a collision sport. So even though they had plans to trade you, why would you let him play? Because normally if they're going to trade you, they make you inactive and say, hey, bro, we're working out the deal. We're not going to put – because you don't want to
– Yeah, how come Jay ain't playing today?
You don't want to damage the product that you have mm-hmm. that you're going to trade. So I just let Cleveland go in Cleveland. Right? I mean, right?
Yeah, it's just a bummer. I was rooting for the James Winston story, but they got so many other problems outside of the QB.
Oh, James ain't done. Listen,
he's going to be a Flacco type guy, boy.
Jameson flushed that loss, and he's back to thinking they're going to win next week.
He always is. Yeah. He's one of those guys. He looks in the mirror and he says, "I'm the best player in the league."
Yeah,
and I love it.
Yeah,
he petitioned to get sent to Charlotte, North Carolina, as we speak.
Nah, nobody wants to go down there. But Harrison, I want to ask you though. Your Bears,
they got gashed up.
I want to ask you though.
Man,
Caleb Williams said it's the Hail Mary hangover. He said those guys still hadn't gotten over that play like Thursday or Friday, and they went out and played like it.
Well, the defense looked lackadaisical all day long, and you knew, like, it's been a problem stopping the run for the Bears, but to get to the end, Tyreek Stevenson didn't look right on the field either. Didn't look invested.
Just pay attention to it, that this Bears team on a high went into D.C. and faced a running, throwing machine.
Mm-hmm. They had their punt of the least in the NFL at that point in time.
Right? A lot of things in play. And I tried to understand how they were going to adapt. Now, Harrison, who's quarterback the Bears faced yesterday?
Pocket Hercules.
Yeah, we got Kyler Murray.
So another mobile throw on the run quarterback after you just faced Jake Daniels. Guess what? Yeah, there's a hangover.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hangover. Young Mr. Murray was stealing church candy all morning.
You didn't have to do a damn thing.
He ran.
I mean, it was just they were handing it to the back.
It was so
they
funny.
They were averaging
to watch.
9.5 yards a carry. Kyler Murray, they could have put in anybody. They could
it
have put in Bryce Young. They would have
pulled that thing to off. Watch. He dropped back. The one play that he dropped back, ran to the left.
He did have
literally spun around. And the Bears defense, Jay, they stopped running. They were like, "Listen, man, we ain't about to, we're not out
I told
here.
You, Kyler Murray.
Like, we're not out here to chase you all over this field, man."
Kyler Murray is the little kid that stole his mom's cell phone and she's pregnant. Man.
He did have one that was funny where he missed the tight end. And sometimes I think, you know, it's just a vision problem being that short in the backfield. He had the tight end wide open in the corner.
They essentially, too funny. Arizona just bludgeoned Chicago. And I think also when you read some stories, is Stevenson got demoted.
Yeah.
That's what
apparently the players were real upset, and like that's a big part. Like the players just still weren't having it. By the time Sunday came around, they were still not happy with him.
With Stevenson, so that what they should have done is just made him inactive.
I think so,
but they didn't start him.
No, nope. But then the rookie got hurt.
Then the rookie got hurt, and he actually came in and played good.
He had the forced fumble. I mean,
I mean he's a good player. He's just really immature.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had 2 pass breakups, forced fumble, seven tackles. He came to play. I mean, you got to think about it. Tremaine Edmonds makes about $30-40 million. He had 4 tackles. Bro, Connor had the running back 18 carries for 107 yards. The backup, okay, the Mercado, not related to the Mercado, 4 carries for 60 yards. He averaged 15.
Okay, he's going in the house at the end of the first half.
And then Trey Benson, the third team running back, came in, had 8 carries for 5 yards.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
So that's 30 carries and you have 4 tackles. 4. Like, instead of being made, no, I'm serious. Instead of being mad at Stevenson, and he's a knucklehead. You're the highest paid dude on the team. You got the other 2 linebackers have more tackles than you, and you play all 3 downs.
Oh my goodness.
I just want hope here at this point.
Well, here's the problem with the Bears is that they're actually besides that,
you talked about that three loss skid though with that locker room. Like, it's a,
well, especially when you got Caleb Williams, who's extremely emotional as your leader. It's like six losses.
Well, it's horrible. It's a turning point right now. Something's got to change.
And you're in a division that is having a year.
Right. Yeah, and the Lions scare the hell out of me.
And that's the worst thing for Detroit, or not for is Chicago, is because the Vikings are actually playing well. Mm-hmm. The Packers are all three of the teams have six wins. And you're 4-4. You probably if you had your mind right, he's like, all right, man, we just got God on that Hail Mary. They should be 5-3.
They got a Patriots team they got to hope to clean up on, but otherwise it's 49ers.
Here comes Jordan Love. Hey, we're back.
I'm more scared. We're not done at this point.
Think about that. The Vikings at 6-2, and are you really more afraid of the Vikings at 6-2 than you are the Green Bay Packers?
The history of the Packers.
There's
a lot lurking at stake.
And you play the Lions.
Mentally, twice. We ain't right. We play the Lions. If you go by the strength of schedule, I know it changes a lot, but the Bears got number one. That's not even close right now.
Jay, I'm going to be in Tampa this Sunday. 49ers and Bucks.
Oh, this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, so they 49. Okay, the Bucks play tonight and then go. They got a short week.
Short week. Tell me about them NFL short weeks, Jay.
Tampa would be okay. Todd Bowles knows what he's doing. They know what they're doing.
Unless they play in a mud bowl tonight. Unless they play in a rainstorm.
But I'm going to tell you
what. Heavy legs in a rainstorm in a short week.
San Francisco is ripe for the picking, though. But the only problem is Christian McCaffrey probably.
Yeah, bro,
we need you to take another week off. But he might not play this week, though. They probably give him they probably think they can go down there and beat him. But you're playing a San Francisco team that is desperate.
Well, the way San Francisco beat up on Dallas.
Yeah, but that,
I don't want to talk poorly about them. They did us a solid. Like, they did me a solid. Like, beat up on Dallas. Thanks.
But San Fran, in their division, they're 3. They're 4-4. Arizona's 5-4. Mm-hmm. They're still right in the thick of things. So they control their own destiny. You're going to face a team that's getting, if they get healthy, they're going to be trouble.
Well, the bye week. Yeah. Showed up perfectly for them and a chance for them to go on a run.
Yeah, so they control their own destiny. I think the teams that you got to worry about is that Atlanta team. They're starting to gain momentum. They're going to be like Detroit. Commanders look like a really good team, obviously. And then Philly's starting to catch fire. So it's a two-man race there in the NFC East.
Hold on, Jay, do me a favor before we go to break. Do me a favor. Tell me what the Dallas Cowboys record is.
They 3-5. Hey, man.
What's worse, Cowboys or Jaguars? What's the worst situation?
Hey, Cowboys. They're not even the same universe.
Cowboys. The Jaguars.
The Cowboys are 3-5.
The Cowboys just can't. The Jaguars are expected to play like that.
Okay.
Now they got a really talented, they got a very talented young roster.
They went lower than I thought, I guess.
Yeah, they're not playing. They're Doug Peterson probably get fired.
Hey,
yeah.
Jay, say it again.
But McCarthy probably.
3-5.
Mike McCarthy. But Dallas, here's the thing about Dallas. It's the funniest thing. They need to do Hard Knocks on Dallas. Like, dog, you got your Super Bowl head coach, Super Bowl winning head coach, that's won you 11, 12 games. And he a lame duck.
So, are they doing the midseason and like Hard Knocks? Are they doing a midseason Hard Knocks for
Jerry ain't having that.
Come on, that would be so good. Midseason.
You just get to open
the tour. Did you see the clip where they caught Dak saying, "We suck"?
These dudes tried to run a fake punt.
Almost had him.
The wide receiver, he fell down.
Yeah.
But the thing is that here's what's thing that's crazy. You ran a fake punt. The dude, you had a jammer on him. That wasn't gonna work.
he literally, you know what I mean? Said,
yeah. You only do it if that guy's blitzing. But the thing that's crazy is that with Trayvon Diggs, when Mike McCarthy saw the iPad, Trayvon Diggs ain't even trying. The problem with that is that, again, it's just doubt. They're like the Yankees. But Dallas is worse just because it's Jerry Jones and their fans and stuff. It just makes it, man, that's got to be horrible down there. I mean, it's just kind of because there's no way out of it. You're kind of way behind the Commanders in Philly. Yes, you can go on a run, But you, I mean, what they, Ezekiel Elliott supposed to? He's supposed to bring back your veteran presence. This dude was late to meetings. But here's the problem. Did you listen to what they said? He's notoriously late and notoriously misses meetings. That's not what I always ask people. What superstar player that you know, or good running back, that either is late to meetings or doesn't work hard, but he's good? Name one.
Jay.
Look. Yeah, I saw that.
Dak Prescott.
Have you heard of any?
I can only think of Dennis Rodman, but that's NBA.
Dennis Rodman. He was one of the hardest workers out there. Now, granted,
he was missing meetings.
Yeah, he needed to go to Vegas. Yes, but he asked for time off.
He did. Ooh, you know, he got it. He did get it signed off. So
yeah, he got signed off. Right. So he got signed off. Yes, he was unique. But did you ever worry about Dennis Rodman playing hard?
Nah, as long as he showed up,
Right. But he always showed up though. So he's the outlier. But he's unique.
Yes.
Okay. Because he's a Hall of Famer. But he's a Hall of Famer because he was able just to focus on one thing.
And when he was working, he was working.
Yeah.
We have people out in our fan base that make T-shirts. I need the caption with Dak's face while he's saying those three words.
You think Jerry told him you need to come to the office?
No, I think they were together. They both said it. And somewhere along the line, Jerry said the very same thing Dak said.
Yeah.
He said that when he turned 82, I think.
Oh,
that was that Lions game.
3-5.
All right, guys, we do got to go to break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Harrison, what's Dallas Cowboys record?
Only 3 wins, 3-6.
Imagine that flight home. Just imagine looking at Jerry Jones. Man. That's tough. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Jay Foreman, DP Harrison, we'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.